Joining us by phone is Minnesota U.S. Senator Al Franken. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Jay.
So, two visits to flood areas.
Well, yeah, last weekend I came up, visited Duluth and Carlton County and some of St. Louis County, and I'm coming up this weekend. We'll be up in Lake County in Two Harbors, probably again in St. Louis County and Carlton County and Pine County.
Well, what have you seen?
Well, some pretty devastating stuff. I mean, 9 inches in 24 hours. The previous record was 7 inches in 72 hours. So some pretty dramatic damage. Duluth seemed to suffer primarily public infrastructure damage. There in Carlton County, I saw a lot of damage to homes in terms of, like, the sewage backup in the basements and things like that. And my heart really goes out to the families and businesses that have been impacted by this flood. Duluth, by the way, is open for business. I tell everyone that. This is a process. It's unfortunately going to take some time. Right now, FEMA is working on an aggressive schedule as far as the assessment of the damage. And we think that by the end of the week or the beginning of next week, the governor will request a federal disaster declaration. And that's when I will start pushing FEMA and the White House to issue a declaration as fast as they can. And given the destruction that I've seen, it's very clear that the total damage to the public infrastructure is going to well exceed the threshold of $7.1 million, which means that the cost of repairing or replacing public infrastructure will be funded up to about 75% of the federal government. I know there are people asking about individual assistance for damage to their homes. It's still early in the process, and we won't know whether individual assistance will be awarded, at least until the preliminary assessment is over. But in the meantime, people should participate in their own recovery. Start cleaning up, take pictures of the damage, document is what my staff has been telling everyone.
Well, one of the problems, it seems to me, is that we're not usually considered in a floodplain.
Well, you're not.
So, well, okay, so flood insurance is something that most people don't have, right?
Exactly. Most people don't have flood insurance, and so again, on individual assistance, this is it's going to be a while till we know.
Tomorrow, we assume the Supreme Court is going to have a ruling on the health care overhaul. And regardless of which way it goes, what do we do next?
Well, you know, the first part of your sentence, regardless. Yeah, I think it really depends on which way the court goes.
Okay.
You know, I think that every part of the law is constitutional. The Congress was given the power by the Constitution to regulate interstate commerce. The healthcare is 1/6 of our GDP. So, you know, I think that it's clearly constitutional. I'm on the Judiciary Committee. We had hearings on this. We had the Solicitor General from the Reagan administration say this was a no-brainer on this. Now, the Supreme Court is the Supreme Court, and they're not final because they're right. They're right because they're final. So whatever they say is what we're going to have to deal with. So I haven't really strategized necessarily what happens depending on, you know, they've kind of broken this up into three or four pieces. And we'll see what happens. I don't know. You know, if something is struck down and needs to be adjusted, the problem might be that we won't get the votes to get the adjustment because the Congress is pretty divided on this thing. So I think there's very, very good things that I see. People are benefiting from the Affordable Care Act. I see kids being able to be on their parents' coverage till they're 26. I see seniors especially getting free preventive care. I see their donut hole closing. I see that children cannot be denied health insurance because they have a pre-existing condition, which is a tremendous relief to parents. And actually, one of the provisions that I wrote in, called the medical loss ratio, which says that insurance companies have to spend at least 80% of their premiums on actual health care and not on marketing and profits and administration. That is yielding billions of dollars of returns in rebates, in terms of rebates to Minnesotans and Americans, that is turning out to be very successful in keeping down the costs of health care. And so we're seeing a lot of good things from the Affordable Care Act. I think as people get to really understand it, a lot of misinformation has been put out, and that's easy to happen when you have a long, long bill the way that, and a complicated bill the way this is. But there's some very, very, very good things in this bill. And a lot of it is incentivizing the rest of the country to do health care the way Minnesota does. Minnesota does a very good job on health care. If every state in the union did health care the way we did in Minnesota, we'd be in a lot better shape in terms of we deliver very high-value care at a low cost.
Well, I'll look forward to talking with you in the near future.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens tomorrow, to say the least.
We've been speaking with Minnesota's U.S. Senator Al Franken. Thank you for calling, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Great talking to you, Jay.